Mineral exploration spending estimates look particularly promising for Nunavut this year, and the Northwest Territories is potentially in line for a modest gain. Natural Resources Canada's projections for 2025 indicate that $291.7 million will be invested in exploration and deposit appraisals in Nunavut. That would mark a 47.4% gain over 2024, if the estimate proves accurate. In the NWT, exploration companies are tentatively prepared to sink $96.5 million into their projects, a 6.7% increase over 2024 spending. While exploration investments in Nunavut have followed national trends for most of the past 15 years, the NWT has remained relatively flat except for a two-year period associated with a lithium surge, stated Kenny Ruptash, president of the NWT and Nunavut Chamber of Mines. Attracting strong levels of investment for early-stage exploration in the north requires regulatory simplification and AN60METC, north of 60 mineral exploration tax credit, combined with investments in northern infrastructure. With their strong mineral potential, including a diverse suite of critical mineral opportunities, the NWT or Nunavut can be the location of Canada's next big discovery. The government of Nunavut is putting $1.9 million toward the Nunavut Exploration Support Program in 2025-26, an amount equal to what was allotted in 2024-25. In 2023-24, Canadian North Resources Inc. and Tornado Metals Limited were each awarded $250,000 through the Nunavut Exploration Support Program, while Forum Energy Metals Corp. made use of $178,025. There's $1.5 million allocated in the GNWT's 2025-26 budget for the Mining Incentive Program, the same amount as last year. This program helps support prospectors and mineral exploration companies working in the NWT. Companies can apply for up to $240,000, while prospectors may be eligible for a maximum of $25,000. FACT FILENWT Mining Incentive Program recipients 2024-25: Trinex Lithium Limited -$168,000, Halo Yuri Lithium Project, North Slave. White Cliff Minerals Limited -$168,000, Radium Point Multiple Metals Project, SATU, Demco Limited -$156,000, Camsell River Gold Project, SATU, Cheetah Resources Corp. -$144,000, Tardif Rare Earths, North Slave, Gold Terra Resource Corp. -$136,284, Northbelt Gold Project, North Slave, Redbed Resources Limited -$123,200, Redstone Copper Project, SATU, Loyal Lithium Limited -$120,000, Hidden Lake Lithium Project, North Slave, Integral Metals Corp. -$114,873.50, Cap Zinc Project, SATU, Rakla Metals Inc. -$110,368.05, NWTRIRGS Gold Project, SATU, Golden Pursuit Resources Limited -$96,946.20, Gordon Lake Gold Project, North Slave, Kennedy Diamonds Inc. -$96,885.19, Kennedy North Diamonds Project, North Slave, Stefan Poitras -$22,500, Poor Sun Multiple Metals Project, SATU, Danny Yaklia -$18,750, NWT, Yukon Border Multiple Metals Project, South Slave, Ryan Bachinski -$17,976, Viking Multiple Metals Project, North Slave, David Nickerson -$5,850, Uranium Trail Uranium Project, North Slave. Source: Department of Industry, Tourism and Investment.